Hello and welcome to another episode of the Dental Hygiene Basics Podcast. My name is Dana and I am your host, and I'm looking forward to this particular episode today because I'm starting to get emails and hearing word that people are being asked to come in for an interview for dental hygiene school. So congratulations to anyone who has applied and now has an interview that they have to get ready for. This episode is for you. So we are going to talk about the do's and don'ts of the dental hygiene school interview. Now, of course, this goes for anyone who is interviewing for any position ever. These tips will be helpful, but I'm always here to help those, you know, dental hygiene pre-students, I guess, those who are hoping to get a spot in a dental hygiene program. That is my main focus. So let's go into some do's and don'ts of interviewing for a dental hygiene program. The first thing that you want to make sure that you do is research the program. Before you head into any interview, make sure that you're really thoroughly researching the dental hygiene program that you've applied to. I hope that you did this on the front end before you applied, not just, you know, maybe picked out something because it was close by, or there's not a problem with that. Location means a lot when choosing a dental hygiene school, but definitely understand your program. Know their curriculum, know their mission, know their values. Get on their website and try and get a really good feel of what their program is about. Having that knowledge will not only showcase your genuine interest, but it's also going to help you to tailor your responses in your interview towards that school specifically. The other thing too is if you ask a question, we're going to talk about this in a little bit about how you should ask questions, but if you ask a question that can easily be found on the website, then it's kind of like, well, did you do your research? You know, don't you know a little bit about our program and what you're coming into? So make sure you just do a deep dive on their website, on their social media pages, really get a feel for the school, what they're putting out into the world as far as like what they want to be known for, and use that to give you a leg up in the interview. The second do, and you probably know this already, but whether it's an in-person interview or it is a Zoom interview, make sure that you dress professionally because first impressions, unfortunately, they do matter. If you dress professionally, it's going to show that you respect the process, that you respect the people who are interviewing you. You thought through the day, what you really prepared for this experience. When it comes to dressing professionally, you know, for women, just no really low cut tops. I would definitely recommend a nice shirt, a jacket, a blazer, some slacks or a skirt. You could wear a nice dress with a blazer over it. You know, just Google professional attire and you're going to find something good. And there's plenty of places where you can purchase affordable attire that's professional. I mean, you could even just go into a Goodwill. You could go into a Salvation Army. But even places like Ross, Marshalls, Walmart has amazing clothes nowadays. So just don't be afraid to go on the hunt for something professional. And I believe that you can find something in your budget if you're looking for something along those lines. Don't feel like you have to go spend $1,000 on an interview outfit, but definitely make sure whatever it is that you choose that you feel confident in, and then it makes you feel good for your big day, okay? The other things are nothing too sheer. You know, some people say nothing too flashy. You know, purple is the color of dental hygiene, so you could rock some purple in your interview. Don't be afraid to showcase your personality, but again, we want to make sure that you are showing off your professional side as well. All right, the third do, always showcase your communication skills. So during the interview, make sure that you speak clearly, you maintain eye contact, show enthusiasm for the field of dental hygiene. This can be one of the hardest parts because I know you're going to be nervous during this interview. But guess what? The admissions committee, they know that you're nervous too, okay? They expect you to be maybe shaky, maybe, you know, fumble over your words a little bit. Of course, every once in a while, we get just an excellent interviewer, but not everyone is like that. And we know that, okay? For the most part, most people are just scared and shaking in their boots. So just take a deep breath and practice, okay? So when we're talking about practicing, this is another do. As an interviewer, we are going to ask you questions. So how can you prepare for an interview? Look up interview questions online, right? There's going to be those typical interview questions like, you know, what made you want to go to dental hygiene school? Why do you want to become a dental hygienist? What are your strengths and weaknesses? What are your support systems like, right? So these could be common questions that you could be asked, but you will also be exposed to scenario-based questions because they really want to see what are your problem-solving skills like and what are your critical thinking skills like. So the way they test those are to ask you these hypothetical situations and see how you would respond to a real-life challenge in a clinical setting. So a question might be something like, you know, your patient is upset or your patient has high dental anxiety. How would you handle this situation? I know when they interviewed me, you can go listen to my crazy interview story. I think it's episode 3, but they had another student in the room who was crying and breaking down because she was struggling in school. And I had to comfort her and give her resources, you know? So I spoke about how there are different mental health resources and most campuses have free mental health services and I could walk with her there now if she wants, or that everyone's feeling stressed, but you know, there's plenty of things that we can do to take care of ourselves. And I would really recommend, you know, looking into these services at the school. So things like that. The other questions I've heard people ask, you know, would be your classmate asks to share the answers, or you find out your classmate is cheating. How are you going to handle this situation? So think through some of these ethical style questions, some of these hypothetical scenarios. And again, you can Google questions like this and just write out your answers. So this is what I always do right before I go into an interview, whether, you know, I've interviewed a bazillion times now and I kind of know what to expect. But what I do is I'll go just Google common interview questions and I'll just jot down notes for myself. And you could even run through this with someone, have them ask you the question and you practice, rehearse, right? This is just going to make you feel more confident on the day of. There's probably going to be a question that they're going to ask you that you weren't prepared for. Not a problem. Just pause and say, that is a really good question. Do you mind if I think about that for a second? And just take a minute. It's fine. I mean, don't take 10 minutes, right? We got to get through the interview. There is a certain amount of time you're going to have per interview. So we want to make sure that we're not wasting time. And then just go with your gut, right? Sometimes you start talking and you're like, I don't even know if this is on the right track. At the end, you could just say, do you feel like that answered your question, or would you like me to try again or give you another example, right? Just do your best and try and just go on the fly with whatever comes up, because sometimes something random is going to come up and it's like, okay, maybe we just need to go with that, right? Instead of sitting there for 10 minutes trying to craft the perfect answer in your head while the interview team is waiting. Now, if you have Microsoft PowerPoint, there's actually a rehearse function. So you can go through, you could create slides with questions and you could go through and rehearse yourself, and it will record you and it will show you that recording back, and will also show you, you know, if you're saying filler words a lot. It'll just give you feedback on your experience. So you might want to look into that if you have access to Microsoft PowerPoint. Just a really cool way to practice if you don't have someone that can practice with you, all right? Now, the last thing, the last do on our list is to always highlight your relevant experience, okay? So share your dental-related experiences, whether that's volunteer work, shadowing, previous employment. Emphasize how those experiences have prepared you for the challenges and responsibilities of dental hygiene school. It's going to make such a big difference if you can really relate, you know, real life experiences that you've had and how that's going to help you be prepared to handle the rigors of dental hygiene school, but also manage your patients during patient care. All right. So those are all of your do's. And so of course, if there are do's, then there are always going to be don'ts, right? So for your don'ts, don't number one, don't arrive unprepared. So that's one of the biggest mistakes that you can make. It reflects poorly on you. It also kind of just signals to the admissions committee, like, this person doesn't have their stuff together. Do they even care? Even if you care so much, it's the vibe that you're putting off. So if you show up late, right, to the interview, and that could be that you got lost or you got stuck in traffic. It doesn't really matter. I mean, we know things come up, but it's just kind of that first thing, like, they couldn't even get it right that first day just for the interview, like the most important part. So go find the school the day before, find where you're going to park, leave early, even if that means you have to sit in your car for an hour and just, you know, relax and, you know, maybe just prep for the interview, see where you need to go. So if you have questions, call the office and ask, you know, hey, would you mind if I pop in the day before so I can see where I need to be? you know, just don't be afraid to do whatever it is you need to do to arrive prepared. The other things I strongly recommend doing are bringing a copy of your resume so that if they have questions, you can give a copy. If you are doing a Zoom interview, make sure that you have your camera set up, make sure you have your microphone, do a test run, right? Make sure that everything is functioning properly before the call starts, okay? And then also make sure that you are dressed professionally and you have a nice plain background behind you, okay? You can even blur your background on Zoom. There's different ways to do that, but maybe you just set up your computer right in front of a blank wall so that nothing's distracting them in the background. Put any pets away. Make sure that if there are any distractions, they will not come in and bother you during this interview, all right? And then for your Zoom interview, make sure you dress professional as well. So I know some people might think, oh, they can't really see me, but we can see your top half at least. So make sure that you dress professional. Okay, going back, bring a resume with you. Make sure your resume is just pristine and beautiful. And if you're interviewing on Zoom, always offer to send a copy of the resume if they need one, okay? You can say, if you would like to provide me with your email, I'm happy to share this with you if you need it. And they might say, no, we're good, we have everything, but it just shows that you're prepared to give them anything that they need. You can always reiterate that at the end, you know, if you need anything whatsoever, please let me know and I can get that to you, you know, really, really quick. Two shakes of a lamb's tail, I will email that to you. All right, don't number two. Do not overshare personal information. We really do want you to be genuine, and there are things that you can share, but we want you to really focus on your academic and professional achievements and really try and tie those back to your passion for the field of dental hygiene. Try and keep the conversation centered around your qualifications and your commitment to the field. Now, they might ask you a question like, what do you like to do in your spare time? You don't have to be like, in my spare time, all I do is volunteer, you know, at the dental clinic down the street. You could say that, but you could be a normal person, right? You don't have to be solely your dental persona. You don't have to just be this person who is like this perfect form of a future dental hygienist, right? You can have interests outside, and I think that that's healthy and it should be showcased. So if you like to travel, talk about how, you know, experiences during your travel have pushed you outside of your comfort zone. If you like to knit, you know, how does that going to help you with your hand skills in dental hygiene school? If you like to read books, you know, say that's really helped me with my focus, right? I love to read. And so it doesn't matter what the content is. I can just really sit down and I enjoy reading. So those are just examples of ways that you can pull back your personal information into how it's relevant for what you are interviewing for, which is a spot in their dental hygiene program, right? And they're highly competitive spots because there's very limited seats. So just make sure that we're not oversharing information that could potentially turn them off. You know, this is just an example, and I've never had anyone do this, but if they ask you, you know, what do you like to do in your personal time? And you're like, oh, I like to go, you know, pound drinks on the weekend or something like that. Okay, maybe that's not the best way. That's kind of oversharing personal information. All right. Don't number three, really, really try not to speak negatively about past experiences. I know it can be hard. Sometimes you go through things like when they ask you a question, like a past challenge or a past experience, you can discuss the experience, but try and discuss it from the lessons that you learned and not from speaking negatively about previous employers or colleagues. So let's really kind of focus on how those experiences have shaped your approach in life and in dental hygiene and how those challenges will have helped to prepare you for what you might come across in the future as a dental hygienist. But don't just bash people, right? And that's hard. I know sometimes we've had experiences that can be really hard to shake, but we should all come from them. And this is just a lesson in life. You know, I'm always going to give you a life lesson. We should always come from the mindset that that was a lesson learned and it was a lesson that was meant to serve us. As Taylor Swift says, life is just a classroom, right? So we're always learning. And if you come from it from that mindset and not, you know, they hurt me so bad or they were jerks to me or whatever it is, think of it as a lesson that you learned. That's just going to help you release some of that tension that you were holding around that situation and help you to move on and maybe not make the same mistakes or have that same experience happen to you again. Or if it does, you'll know how to handle it. Okay. All right. Life lesson. We're wrapping that up now. Let's get back to the interview. So your next don't forget to ask questions. You are interviewing them as much as they are interviewing you. So an interview is a two-way street. Don't forget to ask thoughtful questions about their program, their faculty, clinical experience. This shows your genuine interest and engagement with the program. Make sure that you follow up. At the end, they're going to say, do you have any questions? Write down some questions that you have before you even get into the interview, okay? Now, during the interview, questions might come up, and that's fine. Feel free to ask anything that maybe sparks a question in you that you really would like answered. But again, if it's something that you can find on the website, don't waste your time asking those types of questions. But you can certainly ask questions like, how do you handle students who are struggling? Or how do you handle students who are failing? You know, because this is a big commitment for me and I really want to be a part of this program. But also it's scary and, you know, I'd like to know how you support the students to help prevent things like that. That is a hard-hitting question. Honestly, if someone asked me that in an interview, I'd be a little like, "Ooh, okay. Yeah, I mean, great question." And it's all in the way that you say it, right? You don't want to kind of like make it seem like you're saying these people, they don't help students who are struggling. No, we're just trying to tease out some information. You know, if I'm struggling, what kind of support is there? Those are our fine questions to ask. And I think that it really shows that you're thinking through the long term of this program. And again, you're interviewing them as much as they're interviewing you. Hopefully you are applying to more than one dental hygiene school and you're seeking out the best fit for you. You might have your sights set on one school, but I really encourage you in this interview process, go by your intuition and what you feel. If you thought, man, I was really wanting to go to this one school, but I had such a good interview experience at the other school, trust your gut and don't be afraid to follow that. If that school, you know, offers you a position, don't feel like you have to do something just because you set out to do something. Like, things change, and follow your intuition because that's going to lead you in the right direction. All right, our last don't, make sure you don't neglect professionalism. This is the whole point of this interview. And honestly, your whole experience in dental hygiene school and beyond is to be able to have a professional kind of persona at all times. And I know that's hard because when we're going through life, it's hard to be professional 100% of the time because we have external pressures. We have, you know, your car broke down or your dog is sick, or your child's in the hospital, or, you know, your parents are struggling with something. There's so many things that are on our plate all of the time as humans. That's, everyone is going through something, right? There's no one who's ever just like, yeah, everything's 100% perfect. Everything's good. No issues. I have everything I need. You know, there's, people are struggling a little bit in every, you know, aspect of their life. That sounds terrible. I don't mean it like that, but we all have a little something that we're dealing with. And you have to be able as a professional to just place that on the back burner for a minute anytime you step into a situation that is career related. Doesn't mean you can't be a human, you can't be empathetic to other people's problems. Doesn't mean you can't have a personality or even make connections with your patients where you share, you know, because you will. You absolutely will become friends and some of your patients will be like family. But there is always an air of professionalism that we do need to keep, right? So we shouldn't be cussing in front of our patients. You shouldn't be cussing in an interview. We shouldn't be talking about inappropriate things where anyone in the office could hear us, including people in the room next door, right? There's always someone listening. And when you're in an interview, you need to be professional. That doesn't mean that you can't laugh, joke, have fun. But again, the whole reason that you are there is to get into dental hygiene school. So we want to avoid using slang, inappropriate language, or super casual behavior. Treat that interview as you would a patient interaction. You want to be respectful, commitment to high standards of your conduct, and just really making sure that, you know, you're putting your best foot forward so that they know how important this is to you. If you make it seem too casual, they may question, is this really what you want? You know, you're setting yourself apart in a way that is maybe not the best way to get into dental hygiene school. So there you have it, guys. I hope that you learned something from this. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at Dental Hygiene Basics. I would love for you to come and let me know if you enjoy the podcast, if you learned anything new, and also any questions that you might have, because at the end of the day, I am here for you. The other thing too is that I finally have my website up and going. It's dentalhygienebasics.com. So come listen, or come listen. You can always come listen to the podcast, but also go check out the website. I'm going to be just constantly creating new services for students who are hoping to become a dental hygiene student or are dental hygiene students. So I am here for you throughout this process. Until you add RDH to your name, that's what I'm here for. So I'm super excited on your journey. If you've got an interview, reach out, let me know. And if you've been accepted, reach out and let me know. I would love to share and congratulate you. So, all right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. And we will see you on the next episode of Dental Hygiene Basics.